Helen, good morning. It's great to talk with you.
Good morning, Beth. It's good to hear your voice.
I understand this is quite a big day today in South Sudan.
Today is a very big day. It's an exciting time, really, to be in the country. They are celebrating the anniversary of the signing of the peace agreement, the 2005 peace agreement. It's a big deal. This was something signed by the United States, Norway, Russia, the United Kingdom, Italy, and why it's so significant, especially for my trip here and the recording that I'm doing here, is that this peace agreement enabled young women in particular to go to school, to be educated. The president at the time, the former president, Jean Garon, and he said, this is the time. He said, women for far too long have been marginalized here, and that's the time is changing, and this is an opportunity now for young women to go to school and to get educated.
Well, you actually had a change of plans today. You were going to be doing a special interview. Tell us what happened.
Right. I was going to interview a young woman, actually, because it's, as I said, with this peace agreement, it just seemed fitting. Yajong Primary School. And that's a school, by the way, that was funded by Rochester area residents, the nonprofit Building Minds in Sudan with Sebastian Marondi, who I'm traveling here with. But the tribal chief of Mayanabun, I was supposed to interview him. He actually died early this week. And so, and he's viewed here as a king, just to kind of put this into perspective as to why plans did change. And we were asked, we were not authorized actually to do any filming because it's a time of mourning here. So instead, though, we were invited to a special ceremony after the chief's burial. And I got to tell you, Ben, he was quite a man. He's leaving behind a legacy. He was the first chief in the entire country to support girls getting educated. And he even arrested, he was known for arresting fathers who wouldn't allow their girls to go to school.
Sounds like that was an extraordinary life. I also understand you dropped by the USAID World Food Program food drop today. Tell us what that was like.
Yes, yes, yes. We were driving from the tribal chief's burial ceremony, and we saw over 1,000 people lined up, I would say about a mile away in the distance. And we pulled in, we decided to drive in, and it was a food drop for USAID. They give the World Food Program food to be distributed. And more than 1,000 people, as I said, were waiting there. And Sebastian explained to me that many of them were actually coming from the north to South Sudan. They had been displaced by war, and they had nothing. And among them were hundreds of kids. And I met a young woman. She actually approached me as I was standing there, and I later learned her name is Ololai, and she's about 12 years old. She had this beautiful smile on her face, and I had Sebastian come over to translate our conversation, and we later learned that she is deaf. And, you know, Sebastian said, unfortunately, special needs and special education right now is not primary. You know, he said in this area, there's no, in the entire country, there's no special education type of program or school for someone to meet her needs.
All right. Helen, we look forward to hearing much more about your travels, about the school, and about the student that you will be following. And we'll be talking to you again on Friday morning.
Great. And I want to add one quick thing I forgot to mention. The tribal chief who I was supposed to interview this week, who attended his burial service, he was absolutely floored. He never believed that residents from the United States, from Rochester, New York, would believe in this village enough to put funding into a school. And that was, you know, that was the whole point of our interview, was to capture that and to capture that on camera. So I just wanted to make sure that I added that in there.
Wow. What an adventure you're having. I can't wait to hear more about it on Friday, Helen.
Thank you so much, Beth. Good talking with you.